Welcome to another of my shows. I am your host and producer, Isabel Jubes. This is an archive show of La Ventana Americana. You can find this show and all the information related to it, together with more of my archive productions, on StanfordHispanicBroadcasting.org. Visit our website and be part of this, giving me your opinions and more about your ideas. This is La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana Americana.
Esto es La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana de la radio 90.1 KCSU
Stanford. From KCSU Stanford 90.1.
Desde KCSU Stanford.
Están escuchando KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
This is La Ventana Americana from KCSU Stanford 90.1.
KZSU 90.1 FM.
And the program is La Ventana Americana.
A window to the Latin universe from Stanford to the world. I am Isabel Jubes.
And I'm Elizabeth Trachtenberg.
Welcome, bienvenido. A few months ago, we made a special show, one in each language, presenting Opera San José. That day, we took the opportunity to make a short presentation of music and important moments in the opera for worldwide Hispanic singers and Spanish opera companies too. Today, we're back with Opera San José, their resident soprano. Their main diva, Cecilia Violeta López, is an excellent artist and is again on scene, this time as Shosho-san, also known as Madame Butterfly.
Too, because I mean, we're learning the music so fast because we have the four shows that we have to put on every year, so it's constant work and just very diligent, very focused work into our music. Yes, Opera San José is very special. It's the only company in the United States that hires singers to work the entire season on the four shows. But also, because of that, Opera San José houses their resident artists here in San José. But occasionally I'll hear my neighbors practice, warm up. We'll be singing duets through the walls, so it's fun.
In the last weeks, we were invited to a tour to observe the process of how this non-profit company put together a $1 million production to spread culture and preserve an art. Here, we present the story behind the scenes. And we're back here at La Ventana Americana. Behind the scenes of the opera, the first weeks all happen in the offices. They are also located close to downtown San José, actually very close to the airport. There we were, and we were able to see the ballrooms, the practice rooms, the warehouse, to practice beforehand with the movable stage. We also saw the parts where they design and build the wigs, the costumes, and all the props. It was amazing to watch the whole building area. All the building of the staging happens also outside the theater, on the warehouse with all the construction crews. We were able to tour a little bit of this and see how they prepare everything in detail for this amazing production.
Thank you.
hear the tour that Joseph Duong, representative of San Jose Opera, gave to us.
We have rehearsal rooms.
So here what we are seeing, actually it's a very nice room with couches.
So they practice.
Yeah, these are soundproof, soundproof rooms. And they practice in here. This is the piano, so they can come in here and play the piano and sing.
The walls are completely
soundproof.
Nice. There is a piano here.
Yeah.
Listen to the acoustics of this room.
Can we play a little?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have three of these rooms for them, and they can use it out there when it, you know, whenever they come in and they want to just warm up. We call them warm-up rooms, too, because they come in and warm up inside. So this is actually...
This is so nice. Yeah. So we're looking at a big warehouse area.
Yeah, we actually are moving out the stage today because the stage was just set up here. So what we do is we recreate the measurements here. As you see, the tape are the exact same measurements as the California Theater.
And how big would you say that is this room?
Oh, I don't know. We call it our rehearsal hall, and they mock the entire opera here, and they set up the entire set here. And when they practice, that's a big advantage of a lot of the artists and the singers say is that they appreciate getting to actually, when they do the rehearsals, on the actual stage and all the setup as it would be at the theater. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's very rare because usually when they're rehearsing and practicing, they're just doing it on a stage without all the props. But we are able to set up everything here and do the whole run-through here. Kent Dorsey is the scenic designer. So this is the scenic designer's job. They actually design the sets from scratch through drawings and computer renderings, and they use this and all the specs for the carpenters, and that's how they make the sets, because we make everything here. We make all our sets from scratch, and that's what makes us very very different as well. Where a lot of companies, they rent sets and stuff to come in. We have an entire scene shop where they make all the sets. And then we also have a costume department that does the majority of the costumes for the show, for all shows. Some of the shows we rent as well, but for the most part, we have a team in there that actually creates, designs all the costuming. Over here, this is our stage manager, Jamie, for the show.
Hello, Jamie. We are from KCSU Stanford.
Behind the scenes where the magic happens.
Yeah. And you're part of the magic.
Oh, I like to think so.
Great. She has a little wand in her hand.
She's behind the curtain.
So what is your job?
Well, I'm the production stage manager for this show, so I kind of orchestrate and coordinate from beginning to end, from rehearsals all the way through performances. And it's about communication, and once the show gets up on its feet, I'm the person who kind of orchestrates and runs it, helps cue things, and keeps it going, so... It's like a project manager, something along those lines.
This is Alyssa here. She's
Hello.
Costume manager here. This is Isabel and Elizabeth.
Hello, we are entering here a whole new place.
It's huge, to another big warehouse.
We are from KCSU Stanford, La Ventana Americana.
Excellent.
Joseph is giving us a tour. So,
but welcome to look around.
Okay.
So,
I see your design board over there.
We enter a room that is all, well, I think it's half of the size of the other room, and with plenty of kimonos this time. I guess that is changing
by natural and artificial light.
Yeah, I mean, the singers will come in here, and when they do their fittings, they come in here and get measured and stuff so they can. Have the right proper fit for their costumes. And then this is also where a lot of the costuming is made when we make costuming for various shows. You'll see, like, you know, little stations.
They are sewing machines.
Right, yeah.
They are ironing boards. These are amazing kimonos.
Yeah.
You can see who are the peasants and who are not.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
space so you can walk around and explore the theater. So we're coming up here. This is the upper tier here. What it looks like from this. You've seen down below. I actually prefer...
These are the best seats.
Sitting up here, yeah. You know...
it's amazing.
Down below, there's not a bad seat even up here. And I like it up here because you can see
the entire
set.
You know, I have a confession. They are cheaper. They are good.
And you can see the orchestra, too, playing. Whereas down below, you really can't see them. But I like just being able to see everything.
I love the sensation, the acoustic sensation.
So now this belongs to the city of San Jose?
Yes, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. The city does own and operate it, so the staffing that is responsible for it in the theater is San Jose, city of San Jose, right?
Wonderful things they do with our taxes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Support the arts. So good,
yeah. And then you can see a little bit of our production right now. The set design for this opera is just amazing, what they did with it. But when you see a show here, you'll notice the acoustics are perfect for opera. And we have that a lot of singers that come in through here, they love performing at this theater because of the acoustics. In opera, like, everything is live. There is no mics on stage. They have to project their voice. As opposed to musical theater, they're always mic'd, so they don't have to sing very loud. They can just sing normally, and it's projected throughout the speakers. In opera, you have to be able to hear them in the front row. You have to be able to hear them all the way back. It's in the back of the theater as well. And so that's why acoustics are very important for opera.
Our architect here on site can appreciate this much more.
For example, over here you have a lot of echo, but over there you have to study not just the acoustic, but you cannot have echo because you cannot listen to the singers three times in 1 second.
But when you see a show here, you'll notice the acoustics are perfect.
And homeless people in our community need your help year-round. The Bay Area Rescue Mission is a non-denominational Christian social services organization that provides more than 90,000 nights of shelter and approaching 2 million meals annually to the homeless, poor, and needy in our area. If you would like to help financially, or volunteer some time, call the Bay Area Rescue Mission at 510-215-4555 or go to bayarearescue.org.
And then, remember, more of our conversations about Madame Butterfly with Cecilia Violeta Love.
The next show is Madama Butterfly, and it's by Puccini. And that's for a soprano anyway, it's a very big, big sing, because Chocho-san is the name of the character. She sings the entire opera. She's on stage the whole time.
Are you going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's one that I'm trying to prepare right now just to get my body and my voice to build the stamina because she sings so much. But yeah, it's a beautiful role. And then I'm a mom. I have a daughter. So then in the opera, Chocho-san has a little boy, and it's, you know, it's a tragedy. It's a tragic story. So every time we get to the end, I'm like in tears, and I'm an emotional mess. But it's a beautiful show. And then right after Madame Butterfly, we have Don Giovanni by Mozart. And that's going to be a little more fun for me. It's still a dramatic character. I'm going to be Donna Anna. But her music is just so different from, like, Hansel Gretel or Butterfly. It's fast and a lot of really, really high singing. And it's just, there's a lot of drama behind it.
Yeah. You are listening to La Ventana Americana from KCSU Stanford, and today we are having a program behind the scenes, and we are having a talk with Cecilia Lopez and with Jennifer Forney. They are performing Madame Butterfly at the San Jose Opera Theater.
Hola, hola, hola.
De lejos.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you? So, how are you feeling with that makeup, with that wig?
Good.
You look at yourself in the mirror and what do you see?
I see Chocho-san, I see butterfly. No, and it helps too because a lot of the times as actors we need to be able to get inside the actual character to be able to portray it. And I know Betty, our costume designer, she says that her goal is to make the artists feel like the characters with the costumes. The hair and makeup also helps to add to that.
Yeah, and a great transformation. Your face is not that white.
No.
Like others.
No.
No.
And it looks very nice. Even the hair from close, you can see
the capillary.
Yeah, the hair is great. Like
it's so natural.
Think, like, you can see it's made to look well from
tight.
Yeah, it's not scratchy.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes, but we're not allowed to touch it.
Great. So is this one of the most exciting night before you start, or the first night this week is going to be the most?
It's hard to say. Each night have its own kind of thrill to it, you know. I'm very excited here to have full orchestra, full makeup and costume, because it now feels like a real performance and not just a rehearsal.
Yeah,
you know.
That's
that'll be different when it's all that and an audience.
Everything
amount,
is full.
You know?
Are you prepared emotionally for this?
Oh, no. I'm a mess by the time Act 3, because it's a tragedy, and it involves a little kid, and since I'm a mom, I'm like, crying the whole thing. But it's a very moving piece, and very beautiful music, and everyone just...
What do you do then to relax or to detach yourself from the character?
I never do. That's my problem. I never detach myself, because I just feel like she's such a real person. And a lot of the time, I just feel like I'm maybe talking about myself, just really just portraying Cecilia as an Asian. There's a part where Mer Michael comes in and he's saying that he's spreading lies and rumors, and I lose it. I'm like, no, Menti, you're a liar. So we're all attacking him. Me and Lisa are just throwing him across the floor. So yeah, we need to get really into the words to know what we're saying.
We need to know what's being said.
So
you know, you're a little different. I don't know 100% what every single word means because I don't actually speak Italian. But we do have some wonderful reference materials at OSJ that tells you exactly what's going on and what the words mean and how the words are set up and what the different syntaxes and tenses are different from English and Italian and such. And so, you know, it's just, I love this opera and I love this production. This production is very much a departure from the usual production, because one of the big selling points of Madama Butterfly over the years is the set, which is always referred to as the house on the hill. And it's always very beautiful with tons of flowers and it's very
screens.
Beautiful and the screens and stuff like that. And we've completely done away with that in this production. And by doing so, it brings the drama of what is actually happening between the people forward.
Definitely
so that,
focuses
you know,
on us.
Focuses on that and such. So very, very excited. I love this
Movie. Thank you
so
much. No, thank you.
I let you work. And enjoy
my costume now.
Thank you.
Hasta luego. Hablamos después.
Bye.
Ciao. You are listening to KCSU Stanford La Ventana Americana, and now we are going to have an interview with the movement coach.
A traditional Japanese dancer, and we use her like Brad might use a choreographer. Not necessarily we're going to make dance on the stage, but so that movement is appropriate. So I'm sitting, I'm going down to kneel appropriately. I'm getting up from kneeling. I'm holding my umbrella appropriately. I'm making a hand gesture appropriately. So all of this that feels more authentic is what this Marjorie's role was to us.
It's
or even how
work.
You move your garments, you know, is important to...
How you serve the tea, they're going to do
exactly.
An aesthetic deal.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So yes. My name is Marjorie Nakaji, and I'm considered their movement specialist here at the opera. And what I've been doing is trying to help the butterflies and the geishas become Japanese. And then I've been helping with costume a little bit too, because.
What is your background? How did you come to help the opera?
I am a natori, or a title holder, from the Hanayagi School of Japan in Tokyo, and I started at 4 in the Tule Lake camp, the camp that the Japanese people were put into.
Mm-hmm.
And then during high school, after I finished graduating high school, I went for a year to Japan and studied under the headmaster there in Tokyo. And then I went back with my husband after we both graduated from college. And my husband and I stayed for 2 years. And I studied again with the headmaster. So I have my title, which is the first level. And then the second level, a teaching credential for this Hanayagi School of Dance that I studied at.
Then how to move
right.
in an accurate way.
Yeah, as much as I can.
Stand.
You know... They're Caucasians, so their bodies don't move like ours.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an American, I'm a third generation, so I know how hard it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got to get them to look Japanese, so yeah. That's what we've been
working.
What
are the main struggles that you have?
Because a lot of them could be trained in Western dance, and Western dance, you know, like in ballet, your feet turn outward,
yeah.
Or in Japanese, they come in, they're more like pigeon-toed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been hard on them. And then the other thing is that we, how do I explain? We tend to take smaller steps.
Yes, the way and, you walk.
Yeah.
Different
yeah.
From
Western, the way we normally walk. So just teaching those things has been hard. And then Brad also let me do some choreography.
Apart from those challenges, what things come easier for them?
Well, their singing is beautiful.
Well, that's
that's what it's all about.
That's all
and
all
I think
about,
that's yeah. the other difficulty for them, you know, to try to become Japanese is hard because they have to think about singing, they have to watch the conductor, and, you know, there's lots of things that they're trying to do at one time. And so it's difficult, I understand that. But the message I want to give, but I want to talk to the Japanese community out there, because I'd love to have them come, and I want them to expect that it will not be perfectly Japanese, because it is an opera.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's American production.
Yeah,
Italian opera.
An Italian
Japanese
opera
in an American production.
Yeah, with Japanese
people from everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. But I really would like to encourage the Japanese community to come see the show, because it is a beautiful show.
Yeah, you're saying something about the bodies. Their bodies, they don't move. They are bigger, maybe.
Yes, they're tall.
They're
one
taller.
Butterfly is tall.
Right.
The other butterfly is short and small. And it's the use of their sleeves, their hands.
The body language.
Body, yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I think being inside that building is unique. That acoustics, when you get the full orchestra in there, people are going to cry. You're going to come and bring a handkerchief because people are going to be very moved because the sound moves you in that space. It's just amazing.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Everybody's very much passionate same about what they do.
Butterfly. Hi. Jennifer Forney is the other soprano.
Nice to meet
you,
Jennifer.
Nice to meet you.
Isabel, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's your first time doing Madame Butterfly?
Yeah, first time.
Because you're very young.
Oh, my.
Performing a butterfly short,
yes.
She has a voice that can make us tremble. What's the best moment of...
I love the death aria, and I love the Un Bel Di moment. There's so many great moments. I also love when she sees his ship and she says, you know, I'm right, he's returned, like on a big high note, like that's really cool too. There's lots of really awesome moments. moments.
Do you also get very emotional during...
Yeah, last night actually was the only night I haven't cried yet. And I think it was because it was so orchestra involved, more working out things. But I was still super duper into it. I mean, I had... But most of the time, me and Nicole both like get real tears going at the end. Because it's so emotional. It and it's just really intense.
Do you speak Italian?
A little.
And how do you sing when you cry?
I'm fine, actually. My eyes will well up, and then I get the natural like tear flow, so that's good. But there was, and that's crying, but there was a couple rehearsals where the crying started, and I was like... and like words were barely coming out. Yeah, Cecilia cries a lot in rehearsal. So, yeah, she's very emotional.
Yeah, maybe for the telenovelas, she told us that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any last hour tricks like for the voice or
this
that's
is
just
ginger,
a regular?
Like carrots and a bunch of vegetables, some apple and ginger, because ginger is an anti-inflammatory, so I like to drink that. Lots of vodka, lots of coconut. lots of sleep, lots of hot tea, ginger tea, honey lemon tea with ginger. I love ginger.
Maybe with some sake for Madame Butterfly.
Nice to meet you, ladies.
Nice meeting you.
Sorry.
And all the
La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana Americana.
Esto es La Ventana,
la Ventana Americana.
La Ventana Americana.
La Ventana, la radio 90.1 KCSU
Stanford. From KCSU
Stanford
90.1.
Desde KCSU
Stanford.
Escuchando
KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
This is La Ventana Americana from KCSU Stanford
90.1 FM.
And the program is La Ventana Americana.
A window to the Latin universe from Stanford to the world.
I am Isabel Juves.
And I'm Elizabeth Trachtenberg.
Welcome, bienvenido. Welcome to another of my shows. I am your host and producer, Isabel Juves. This is an archive show of La Ventana Americana. You can find this show and all the information related to it, together with more of my archive productions, on StanfordHispanicBroadcasting.org. Visit our website and be part of this, giving me your opinions and more about your ideas.